Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 23rd. God helps our unbelief. Jesus said unto them, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Mark 9:23-24. The crowds that had gathered around Jesus were shocked and probably a little frightened. A man had brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus. As soon as the boy met Jesus, he fell to the ground, rolling and foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the father how long this problem had been going on. The father replied that the boy had had the demon since he was a child. Sometimes the demon threw the boy into fire or water as though trying to destroy him. If you can do anything, please have compassion on us and help us, the father pleaded. Jesus' eyes saw right into the man's heart, and he said, All things are possible to him who believes. The father knew that he had unbelief in his heart. He said to Jesus very honestly, Lord, I believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Jesus rebuked the demon and told it to come out of the boy, and with an awful cry, it did. For a moment, everyone thought the boy was dead. And then Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. He was healed, free from the horrible demon that had tortured him all his life. Is there anything in God's word that you have trouble believing? God says he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. But maybe you have prayed for an unsaved grandparent or friend for years. Nothing seems to be happening. God says he will complete the good work he began in you when you were saved, Philippians 1:6. But maybe it seems like you'll never be able to conquer the sin of losing your temper. Or maybe you long to be free from fear of the dark, fear of a certain person, fear of being home alone, or fear of giving oral book reports at school. Maybe it seems God is not keeping his promise and that he will never help you change. You can trust God's word. If you doubt it, even a little, confess your unbelief to God. Just like the Father in Mark 9 tells Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. God can and will turn your doubts into faith. God helps you believe his word when you have a heart of unbelief. Have I asked God to forgive me for my unbelief and help me believe his word? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 23rd.